Oh, My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKee Sports, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 641-793-5122, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. It's good to have you aboard today. Thanks for checking in. A lot of music from our Father's Day collection throughout the program today. Also, some very special guests at 8:20. Wayne Brenda will be here to talk about the upcoming opening of the Boxcar Children. In fact, it just opened last night, and the play runs through June 25th. That will be at 8:20. At 10 o'clock, we have the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. We'll be talking about their production, Much Ado About Nothing. At 10:35, Olivia Mastrin Williams, a 15-year-old from Chartiers Valley, will talk about her award-winning poem, The Five Stages of Grief. And at 11:05, Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover live in our studio with terrific acoustic blues. We're glad that you're here. Puzzles and games all morning long, too, including our pop quiz in just moments. Thanks for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
Well, I got stuff to do today, people to see and things to say. You know, I got to get my way, cause I got stuff to do today. There's business dancing in my brain, some make sense, some are insane. The latter gives me much less pain than business dancing in my brain. Well, you know I'm the CEO, all that business in my head, a puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. There's a conference room above my neck, I could be wrong, but what the heck. It's my turn here to stack the deck on the table here above my deck. Well, don't you know I'm the CEO of all this business in my head, a puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. day. You know I gotta have my way, 'cause I got stuff to do today.
Jorma Kaukonen getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Ricky just discovered fancy cookies. We haven't been here in a couple of days. We played hooky yesterday, and Chad and Ben were at Luminari, and we think the cookies came from Luminari because they say Luminari on them. We were there as part of the I Want to Be an Ambassador workshop that we do in collaboration with Luminari, which is a great group bringing high-quality camps and programs to area teens. One of which involves cooking and food, and my guess is that that's where those cookies came from. Also, last week, we finished up our program with Abiding Missions in Beltsuver. Had a Monday meetup of the Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps. Spent time at the Allegheny Partners for Out of School Time picnic, and also with Playful Pittsburgh. On Wednesday night, we had our spring celebration and listening party, which was really well attended by teens and family members. Huddled around, listening to many of the pieces that have been done during our first year in the Youth Media Center by students working with us. We also welcomed returning intern Lance Wilburn. Lance just finished his first year at Northwestern as a journalism student. Did I say Wilburn? Wilhelm. Shame on me. We'll fix that up in post. Lance Wilhelm. I was channeling the a Seinfeld character. It's Lance Wilhelm. And we're so happy to have Lance back with us again. We began working with the Children's Museum on a new exhibit where we'll have a satellite studio on the first floor, connected to our studio, and we're very excited about making that happen. And that more or less gets us up to date. Here's hoping that you had a good week.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from Assemble. Assemble invites the community to blast off to outer space at this year's Maker Date auction on Saturday, September 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Project. The evening will feature opportunities to bid on learning sessions with talented creators, a raffle table, hands-on activities, food, drinks, and live music. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs. More information on Maker Date Auction is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. And you might need a pencil for this morning's pop quiz, or at least a good memory. Are you ready? We're going to give you six letters, and it's up to you to see if you can form six different six-letter words using these six letters. I'll give them to you in alphabetical order. They are A, E, L, P, S, and T. A, E, L, P, S, as in Sam, and T. Now you can rearrange those six letters into six different six-letter words. There are a few others that are words but are less common that we've learned through some answers already submitted to us as a result of this puzzle being in our weekly newsletter. Also, at least one brigadier created her own words and even supplied definitions to them. So here's hoping you'll take a shot at this again. A-E-L-P-S-T. Rearrange those letters and see if you can come up with six different dictionary words. You need to use each and every letter in each of your words. Good luck. Steve Martin and Edie Burkell have a brand new album. And we're going to play this song from it. We'll try to get something up from their new album coming up as well. This is from the album So Familiar.
Always, always, always will. I always. When you get to Asheville, send me an email. Tell me how you're doing, how it's treating you.
A couple songs featuring Edie Brickell. That one from the album just released in April 2023. When you get to Asheville. Love has come for you. Actually, boy, my dates are wrong today. Forgive me. That's from 2013. Can we start over? And then you heard the song Always Will. That album's new into our library, the second one. And it was recently reissued. I'm starting to think, I don't think that's a new recording. But in any event, it's nice to have another collaboration between the two. Speaking of collaboration, we are getting a lot of answers for this morning's pop quiz. And I'm going to start with Mark in Slippery Rock. He got the six that we had in mind. Petals, staple, cleats, plates, pastel, and palettes. Sue in South Park adds septal, S-E-P-T-A-L, to the list. Mike on the north side has palest, P-A-L-E-S-T, petals, pastel, pleats, staple, and plates. Kathy has please play Staple Playlist, Pastel Petals, and Septal. Tommy said I was ironing the pleats of Sherry's skirt with flower petals when the Playlist plates fell and hurt the septal membrane of my nose, but the doctor fixed it with a staple. Good morning to Dawn, who has staple, pastel, pleats, Playlist, septal, plates, petals, and an alternative spelling for pestle. Jim in Crafton Heights has staple, pastel, plates, Playlist, petals, and pleats. Those were the most common answers. Eva from the Teen Library Services Desk at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh has those same answers. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, also has those answers. Russ came up with a few extras. Staple, petals, pleats, an alternative spelling for palettes, pastel, and palest, and septal. And he added T-E-P-A-L-S. T-E-P-A-L, tepal, is part of a flower. He says he learned that in botany at Duquesne. We can trust him. Dan in Squirrel Hill has staple, petals, plates, and palettes. Now, Vivian chose to make up some of her own words. Pleased. Just the smallest possible serving, please. Pleased. And spleet, when you drop your food on the floor. Splat, but you're hungry, so you eat it anywhere. Synonym, the five-second rule. Spleet. I think that works. Good morning to Dust Bowl Jack. Thank you for checking in. Bob checked in from Erie, Pennsylvania today with Playlist, pastel, petals, plates, pleats, staple, and septal. Tom in McCandless has plates, staple, petals, and pastel. And hello to Ralph. Thank you for your message by way of Facebook. We appreciate your listening. That's our pop quiz for this morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Sailing shoes. worst day I ever had. Agony is a misery, misery for a long time. If you if I lay on the line, when you gotta put on your sailing shoes.
Sam Bush at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we are moments away this morning from giving you a chance to solve our history riddle. I hope you'll consider calling us or texting us. Easy to reach us today. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. 1-888-752-7234. We're a little different than other interactive radio programs. We're here to have fun celebrating the human condition, talking with each other, focusing on puzzles and games and sometimes the memories they might bring up. Kids, adults, everybody in between, always welcome.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
We have a free summer journalism program for teens. And if you would like to make a radio documentary at SLB, and if you're between 15 and 18 years of age, including recent high school graduates, we would love to have you join us. The program runs during the weeks of July 10th and July 17th. No experience is needed. Transportation assistance is available. And not only is it free, but participants can earn up to $500 in stipends on completion of the program. Apply, that is, by June 30th. And for more details, you can go to tinyurl.com/SLBSummerDocs. tinyurl.com/SLBSummerDocs. Hello to our pal Andy Birch. Good to have you listening this morning. Here's today's history riddle. An inventor. He was born in Connecticut in 1800. New Haven, to be exact, although he ran a hardware store with his dad in his early years. He later worked to keep an Indian substance intact. He had an early patent issued on June 17, 1837, although a greater success came when he dropped the sample on a stove by mistake. This led to a process named after a Roman god and to a company, which is his namesake. 412-200-5975 if you would like to take a guess. 412-200-5975. That's this morning's Hysteriddle. Good luck.
I went through the closets, the attic and the shed. Found things I'd forgot about, old paperbacks I'd read. Long forgotten photographs and dad's old army clothes. An ancient three-horse Johnson and grandpa's radio. My eyes could not believe it as I blew the dust away. I turned the knobs and plugged her in, never dreaming it would play. But from that little speaker came an old familiar sound. I remembered hearing as a boy with the family gathered round. It was our only link to the outside world. Saturday night, Martha White, old Lester Flatt and Earl. We didn't have a TV, we couldn't see the show, but we made believe with Grandpa's radio. Sometimes I don't know. Satellites dot the hillsides now where the live oak used to grow. And there's new music playing on high-tech stereo. Nothing sounds as good to me as Grandpa's radio. It was our only link to the outside world. Saturday night, Martha White, old Lester Flatt and Earl. See the show, but we made believe with Grandpa's radio. It was our only link to the outside world. Saturday night, Martha White, old Lester Flatt and Earl.
All across Kansas in the night. We'll reach Missouri in the dawn's early light. My sister and I in the backseat don't care how far we gotta go. We wanna keep rolling, listening to that late night radio. Mama took the suitcases and blankets, made us a little nest. Every time we pick up, she says, "You kids try to get a little rest." We can hear her and Daddy singing, warm as the dashlight glow. In the backseat, rain for the drumbeat, listening to that late night radio. Looking through the rain at the little lights of the farms. If we get stuck in the mud, my daddy, he will carry us, I know. The music's coming all the way from Texas on the late night radio.
Now my own children are back in that nest where I used to be. Every time they peek up, I say, you kids, now try to get a little sleep. And the older girl says, Daddy, I wish you could drive all night, just go and go. Oh, I love it when it's raining, can we listen to the radio? Listen to the late night radio. Can we drive all night, Daddy, listen to that? Can we drive all night, now, Daddy, and listen to that late night radio? Backs of rain for the drum beat to listen to. Late night radio. In the backs of rain for the drum beat to listen to. Late night radio. Coming all the way from Texas, so late night radio. In the backs of rain for the drum beat to listen to. Late night radio.
Greg Brown here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And before Greg Brown, the Osborne Brothers and Grandpa's Radio. Here again is this morning's historiddle for your convenience. An inventor, he was born in Connecticut in 1800, New Haven to be exact. Although he ran a hardware store with his dad in his early years, he later worked to keep an Indian substance intact. He had an early patent on June 17, 1837. Although a greater success came when he dropped a sample on a stove by mistake. This led to a process named after a Roman god and to a company which is his namesake. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping you'll share your answer with us. If you would like to take a guess, now's the time to call. 412-200-5975. Tommy came up with the correct answer in North Chesterfield this morning. Christopher in Monroeville also came up with it. Good morning to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina, who knows the correct answer and made a few requests. Good to hear from you, Rick. Randy and Polly got the correct answer. Or was it from the Pudge Fan Club? Maybe both, the Pudge Fan Club and Randy and Polly in Emlinton. And Rick, you've got it. We're looking for the name of the person that came up with that process, but you named the process. And Kathy, you're on the right track. Larry got the correct answer. He is in Cross Fork, Pennsylvania this morning. Good morning, Larry. It's nice to have you tuned in from there. He's at the Smoked Country Jam Bluegrass Festival. And I'm always happy to be on the road with you. Ricky is too. He notes at 9, he leaves the van with Van for a tree workshop presented by Van. In this case, Van Wagner, writer of PA Centric songs, who's also a science teacher and arborist. I hope it's a good day, and thank you for starting it with us in Cross Fork, Pennsylvania. John and Carrick has a guest of Harvey Firestone, and you're on the right track. And Bob was thinking of Firestone as well. Linda got the correct answer. It's not Firestone. It's a name that also makes you think of a brand as well as a person. Tom, you got it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And this came to you quickly. Do you remember the name of the process that he founded?
Vulcanization.
Vulcanization. Accidentally dropping some rubber on a stove and saying, aha, it all sticks together. It might work.
So what you're saying is if Goodyear didn't have Butterfingers, we would still be riding horses?
Either that or we'd have rubber roads and concrete tires or asphalt tires. Charles Goodyear, indeed, is who we're looking for.
Yeah, I used to sell Goodyear tires.
Did you really?
Well, in college, I worked for a gasoline wholesaler, and we sold Goodyear tires. And I'm trying to remember the, you know, different brands. I remember the Eagle was the best one. In the middle, it seemed like it was Custom. And in the bottom one was Marathon.
So many different makes and models of tires, and it's tough because generally when you buy tires, you really need tires, either because you have a flat or because your inspection's up. And I guess now with the internet, it's a little easier to do some price research, but that's one of those things you often buy if you're at a shop that you don't know very well. You just sort of nod your head and say, okay, if that's what you think.
Well, do you know that, I don't know if you heard of this, but if you take a penny and you stick it in your tread, and if something shows up, that means your tires need to be replaced. Like, it has something to do with Lincoln's head, but I can't remember. If Lincoln's head all sticks out, then you need to get your tires replaced. Did you ever hear that?
I have, and I can't remember exactly, but it basically is a way to measure tread depth using a penny, assuming you have a penny. Now you just, what you do is you take the stylus that you use with your phone and you stick it in. And if the stylus goes in all the way, I mean like all 3 inches of it, into the tire, you know there's a hole in your tire and it needs to be replaced.
Or maybe, what are those little patterns that you read with your cell phone?
The QR codes.
The QR code. So there's probably a QR code somehow built into the tire. So if you can read the QR code with your cell phone, then you need to replace your tires.
That makes sense. Here, I just found an article, The Penny Test, how to check tire tread depth. Let's see, tire, if you turn the penny so Lincoln's head points down into the tread, so put the head into the tread, and if the top of his head disappears, your tread is still above 2/32 of an inch. If you can't see his entire head, then it's time to replace the tire. That's
oh.
At least according to Bridgestone's website. So
well,
they must know what they're talking about.
I guess in Canada they can't do that because they eliminated the penny.
Right. They have to use U.S. pennies, or they might have just a special, you know, accumulation of hoarded pennies just for that reason.
So maybe
reason.
When you buy a set of tires, they give you a penny, you know, that you can use. That you can use later on, you know.
You know, that reminds me. When I was a kid, one of the most mystical pieces of lawn equipment to me was the Scott's broad spreader. You know, you would you would put fertilizer or grass seed or other things into this spreading device, and it had a little gauge on it that you would move and make it point to a number to determine how much you know at what concentration or at what area you were covering with whatever, of course, Scott's brand product went into the Scott's spreader. And there was this little key, this little piece of metal that wasn't shaped like a penny but was no bigger than a penny that was used to calibrate that little meter. And I remember always like enjoying calibrating it and occasionally losing the key, much to my father's chagrin. And I haven't thought about using one of those in a long time. I think they still make them. I think they're probably made out of plastic now instead of metal. And something tells me they don't get calibrated that way anymore.
Yeah, well, I know, like, you're supposed to put lime on your garden, and they say so many square feet or something, and but when you spread it, you just kind of toss it, you know?
Well, first you have to peel the lime. It never tells you whether you're supposed to peel the lime, and do you squeeze them before or not? And it's still odd to me that you would put citrus fruit on your yard. So,
well, talk about citrus food. You know, there's a Goodyear city in Arizona.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they built it in 1917, and I guess because they used cotton in the tires. Even back then, I guess they used cotton. And there was a certain type of cotton. I think it's called Egyptian cotton, which is, I think it had long, I'm going to use the word, or long fibers. And that's the best place to grow it is in the desert. So they built the town to grow the cotton for their tires.
Interesting. I had no idea of that.
Now it's the spring training place for the Cleveland Guardians, I guess they are.
And maybe also the strategic reserve for Q-tips in case we ever have a run on Q-tips. Well, Tom, well done. A charge to you. And also take care. Charge to Jim in Blackridge. You just got the correct answer we were looking for. Charles Goodyear.
Do that again.
Do 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 bom.
Oh God, loving and loving, loving. All right, heaven and heaven, loving. I love loving and loving, loving. All right, bring it to your heaven, loving. Oh, love the melt, take a love, loving. Bend down the truck like I wanna do. I love the zipping and the hover, loving. All right, bring it to your love, loving. I love the woody pack up, back up.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bom.
Gal gal, I'm in the blubber blubber. Love ride, heaven and the blubber blubber. Oh, love the magic of love hover. He ride, one and never record breaker. Oh, love the magic of love hover. He ride, the woody woody slubber slubber. Oh, love the magic of love hover. He ride, heaven and the hover blubber. I love the something that a jigger want.
The other day I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do 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 bom.
Gal gal, I'm in the blubber lover. I love the something that I love to do. He ride a truck like a lover do. I love the thunder for silver do. Oh, love the magic of lover hover. He ride a one of the lover lover. Oh, love the magic of lover hover. Bend down a loving in the lover do. He ride a slipper to hover to lover.
The other day, I ate a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do 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 bo.
Cow cow lovin' and lovin' lovin'. Cow ride a rickety rickety hubba lubba. How Lord a wonderful zippa do. He ride a livin' in a hubba lubba. Cow ride a hubbin' in a wonderful. He ride a wonderful rugga rugga. Lord help him help take a lubba hubba. Bring down a wonderful zippa do. He ride a hubbin' in a gundabo.
Hmm, what you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bo.
Cow cow.
From 1956, hit for a group called The Chips. Rubber Biscuit, another song in salute of today's history riddle. Answer Charles Goodyear coming up in just a bit. Thanks for being with us today. It's a pleasure to have you as part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
In case you missed it, last week's segments featuring the absolutely amazing quartet, Teen Riders from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School, and Lee Robinson and Iska. They are all now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
When I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to think, I say something cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. And it doesn't mean a thing, might sound a little strange, I just say it cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Red leather, yellow leather, pink lorry, yellow lorry, three gray geese in the green grass graze, rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, I just say it cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Making a silly sound. Got knots in your tongue tied upside down. Seven slippery snakes slowly slithering south with six sheep and 26 shepherds. Unique New York, you know you need unique New York.
When I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to think, I say something cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. And it doesn't mean a thing, might sound a little strange, I just say it cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Stupid superstition, benevolent elephant, Shelly sells seashells by the seashore, rubber baby buggy bumpers. Hippo hiccups,
Bad money, mad money. Which wrist watches are Swiss wrist watches?
Watches,
watches. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. I just say it cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
That's Trout Fishing in America. At the Saturday Light Brigade, rubber baby buggy bumpers, or how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. That was always my go-to. We haven't done a program in a long time where people would call and either demonstrate their ability to perform tongue twisters or challenge me with tongue twisters, maybe with good reason. They always seem so easy at first.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
A quick note, I hope you can be with us. A little later this morning at 11 o'clock Eastern, live, Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover are going to preview a show they have coming up at Speak Breezy in Point Breeze this Friday. Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover with us, and it will be